Shalom Aleichem Rabosai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. We have the tremendous chus of finishing the 19th parak in Shabbos. So let's get right to it. A bunch of Mila topics to finish up with. Misha Hayalo Shnei Tinokos. If a Moel has two babies to do a Mila on, Echad Limo Be'echad B'Shabbos, Echad Limo B'Shabbos, a Sunday baby and a Shabbos baby. Let's say V'Sharach and you forget, Umoel Shal Echad B'Shabbos, B'Shabbos. Right, does the Sunday baby on Shabbos, a seven-day-old baby, gets a meal on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, not surprisingly, Chayev, he's Chayev, a Korban Chatos. And we keep in mind that the Gemara is going to come back and say, well, is this the right text? Is that the right text? The way we have our Mishnah is that he is Chayev a Chatos. Echad Limo Be'erev Shabbos, Echad Limo B'Shabbos. Let's say he had a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby. And v'shachach u'mal shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he does the Friday baby on Shabbos. Now, again, that's a nine-day-old baby, and that baby is chayev, it needs a bris mila. It's just not docha Shabbos, as we mentioned several times, that only a mila bismana is docha Shabbos. So what's the din in that case? Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatas, Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Elazar says, hey, listen, it's not docha Shabbos, you get a korban chatas. You have to bring a korban. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're potter. Why? So as Rashi explains on the side, right, throughout the sugya over here, that there's something called tov b'dvar mitzvah. If you make a mistake and you're trying to do a mitzvah, and you do that mitzvah, even though right, you shouldn't have really done that mitzvah because it wasn't docha Shabbos, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, you are potter from a korban chatas. Okay. Rav Huna Masni Chayev and Rav Yehuda Masni Potter. Right, again, like I said, there's different versions of our Mishnah. Rav Huna had it like we have, that you are chayev, again, in the first case where you did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, that you are chayev. And Rav Yehuda said, no, the text should be potter. Rav Huna masni chayev detanya. Rav Huna said, I'll prove it to you. There's a brisa that says exactly like me. I'm Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Lo nachlu Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Ami shahayu lo beistina, kos echad lamo b'Shabbos, v'echad lamo b'echa b'Shabbos, v'shachach v'mal ez shel achar Shabbos, b'Shabbos shu chayev. Right, exactly like our Mishnah says, in our version, our text, that if you have a Sunday baby, you give it a meal on Shabbos, everybody agrees you're going to be chayev. Amal nechleku, what's the machogas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? So that is, right, al mishah yulo b'yitzinokas echad lamo b'arim Shabbos v'echad lamo b'Shabbos. Like we say in our Mishnah, we had a Friday baby, we had a Shabbos baby, v'shachach v'mal es shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, you did the Friday baby on Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayev Chatzis, Rabbi Yeshua Poter. And that's again the Machlokas as is quoted in our Mishnah. Ushneim lo lamdua elim ovid kochavim, and they both of them learn from ovid kochavim. What does that mean? Both of them learn from ovid zara? No. So the concept of giving korban chatas is stated by the avera of avodah zara. And as Rashi says over here, if you look at the Maschal elim avodah zara, so shehukshu kol chatas shem Torah lechatas avodah zara. Right, the pasuk says Torah achas yelachem lager lezrach haaretz. Talking about a korban chatos, that's by avodah zara, and we learn that that's like the paradigm. That's the example of a korban chatos. So both of those use that. Both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer use that as an example, except they use it different ways. How so? So back in the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer sabar kavodos kochavim ma avodos kochavim omer rachmana lo savid v'chi avid mechayev. Right? What is it say by Avodas Kochavim? Amar Rachmana, the Torah says, lo savid, don't do this, v'chi avid, and if you do it, mechayev, you're going to be chayev achatas. So chinami lo shna, so do over here, by Mila, well, you did it, right? You did the action that was usher, you're going to be chayev achatas. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, hasam d'lav mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua says, well, yeah, okay, by Avodah Zarah, there's no mitzvah whatsoever, but here, you're doing a mitzvah. Okay, details, minor details, not docha Shabbos, but you're doing a mitzvah. So therefore, hacha mitzvah over here, you're not going to be chayev achatas. Okay, that's Rabbi Huna. That's he has the Mishnah like we have. Rabbi Yehuda masni poter. Rabbi Yehuda had a different version of our Mishnah, and he said that the first statement in our Mishnah should really be in the case where you did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, you should really be poter. So he proves it from the following. The Tanya, like we learned there, Brisa, I'm Rabbi Meir, Lo Nechlu, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Ami Shahay, Lo Beis Tinokos, Echad Lomo Be'erev Shabbos, Echad Lomo Be'Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer both agree that when you had a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby, V'Shachach U'mal Es Shal Erev Shabbos Be'Shabbos, Shu Potter, right, that everybody agrees that if you had a Friday baby and you and you did the milah on Shabbos, so you're going to be potter. Amar nechleku, what should be the machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Amishayelo beis tinafka zechalam lebechav Shabbos zechalam lebeshabbos. That if you had a, did the v'shachar gemalas after Shabbos b'Shabbos, if you did the Sunday maybe on Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chadas Rabbi Yeshua potter. Right, that's the machlokas. Not like we have on our Mishnah, but the machlokas is actually on the Sunday baby that you did on Shabbos. And again, they both learned it from Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Eliezer sabar kavodas kochavim, ma avodas kochavim, mam rachman lo savid. Again, Rabbi Eliezer goes based on the action. If you did an action that is us, or you are chayev, so achanami lo shnos. So over here, doesn't matter. Right, you did what you did was usher, so therefore you're going to be chayv a korban. Rabbi Yeshua hasam lo tarid mitzvah acha tarid mitzvah. Here, no. What was the reason you messed up the whole baby situation? Because you're tarid mitzvah. You're bothered. You're trying to figure out a mitzvah. Right, if you read Rashi, tarid lis asik b'mitzvah gemura sharei echa mehem zmano hayom tarid libo lemaher v'lasos u'mitoch tirdo ta'a. Again, this is still considered, according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua Shita, this is still considered Tavad Bar Mitzvah. So again, what did he do? He made a mistake. Which baby did he take? He took the wrong baby. Did the wrong baby on Shabbos. That's still going to be a Ptur. Tani, we learned, again, back in the Gemara, Tani, we also learned, Rabbi Chia Omer, Hay Rabbi Meir, Tani Rabbi Chia, sorry, Rabbi Chia says, a third version. I think. Yeah. Omer Hay Rabbi Meir, Lo Nachlu Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Al Misha Hayelo Beis Tinokas Echad Lama B'Shabbos V'Echad Lama B'Shabbos. They don't argue in the Friday baby on Shabbos case, right? Rishachal V'Mal Shal Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos, right? But Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Chia says differently. Rabbi Yeshua said that they both agree that he's potter. Rabbi Chia says no, that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, in the case of the Friday baby that you did on Shabbos, that everybody agrees you're going to be chayiv. Amar nechleku, what's the machlokas? Amisha hayelo beis tinoko zechad lama b'echad b'shabbos zechad lama b'shabbos. That he had a Sunday baby and a Shabbos baby. V'shachach mal sha'achah Shabbos b'shabbos. The machlokas is when you did a Sunday baby on Shabbos. Shabbos lezer mechayiv chadas Rabbi Yeshua poter. So the Gemara says, one second. Hashtar Rabbi Yeshua seifa the loka avi mitzvah poter. Reisha the kavi mitzvah mechayiv. Hold on one second. You're telling me that everybody agrees if you did a Friday baby on Shabbos that you're chayiv, but Rabbi Yeshua says that if you did a Sunday baby on Shabbos that you're potter. Well, in what case are you actually doing a mitzvah? I mean, obviously, in the case where you gave a Friday baby a bris on Shabbos, you're still doing the mitzvah of milah. A bris on the ninth day is still a bris. A baby at that point needs a milah. Okay, it's not docha Shabbos, fine. So in that case, Rabbi Yeshua is going to tell me that you're chayiv, but in the case where you did a Sunday baby on Shabbos, i.e. you did a milah on a seven-day-old baby, and it's not a milah, you need another, you need something else. There he's going to be putter? What's going on over here? So Amri Deber Rabbi Yanai, so Rabbi Yanai had to explain, according to Rabbi Chia, what's going on in Rabbi Yeshua's Shita, Kigon Shekodem Umal Shal Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos. What happened? You didn't have two babies, and you did the Friday baby on Shabbos. Well, you also messed up the Shabbos baby, and you did him on Erev Shabbos. And now at this point, the little Nisna Torah Lidaches. At that point, you don't have to be Michal Shabbos anymore. Right? There is no scenario. Again, the Shabbos baby is done. It's taken care of. I mean, it's not really done because you did it on Friday. But you need something else, but it's not going to be Docha Shabbos. So there is no scenario where you need to be Docha Shabbos anymore. Seifa, but in the second case, nidcha Shabbos lidaches. In the case where the Shabbos can still be do nidcha, because you have the Sunday baby, the Shabbos baby, to be mal on Shabbos. Just to explain on Rashi, Rashi says like this: the lo Shabbos lidaches. In the case where you did the Friday baby on Shabbos. Sorry, one second. Yes, yeah, so she'ein lo tino she'ein zmano hayom, right? Because if you did the Shabbos baby on Friday, so now you have no more baby to do on Shabbos. Lo hayatar hayom b'mitzvah. So then you have no mitzvah to do b'cholal. There's no confusion, right? The Shabbos baby you did on Friday, so there's no milah to be done on Shabbos. So therefore, you're going to be chayiv, right? There was no milah to be done. But in the case where you did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, So you still had a Shabbos baby, and Lechora, the Shabbos could have been nidches, could have been pushed off, and therefore you're going to be butter. Okay. Amar the Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, Reisha Nami did the Shabbos nidches. Gemara said, Rav Ashi said back to Rav Kahana, not so fast. Right? Rav Ashi didn't like that so much, because in the first case, where you did, again, the Friday baby on Shabbos, and the Shabbos baby on Friday, Reisha Nami did the Shabbos nidches, Gabi Tinokas Ba'alma. But there still is a concept of Shabbos being pushed off for other babies, right? Who says, who cares about this baby? You have other babies, Baruch Hashem, they're being born. Other babies born last Shabbos, so your Shabbos is also can be pushed off in other cases. Right? So the concept that there is an inyan of being Doche Shabbos, right, could say that this is, why don't you still say that this is Tavid Dvar Mitzvah? So Rav Kahana said back to him, L'hai Gav Rami Elo Yischaev. Well, and the question, probably couldn't figure out the answer, right? No. For this guy, Mi Elo Yischaev, he doesn't have any baby to be Moel, to be Mal. So therefore he's going to be chayav, because you can't say he taught mitzvah mitzvah if you didn't have a mitzvah in front of him to do. Okay, fine. Katan nimo l'shmona l'sisha l'sara l'chadisra l'chadisra l'yud beis. A baby can be born on the 8th, can be mal, can have a mila on the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. This is talking l'chachila, meaning that then that would be the zmana, that the zman of the mila. Obviously if a baby, r'chmona l'flon, is not well, as we'll see in a second, his mila is pushed off until he's better. In certain scenarios, which we're not going to mention now, but certain scenarios we've mentioned before, like if there's a chazak in the family, that he'll die because of the mila, he may not have to do a mila at all. But either way, the Mishnah here is talking about lechachila milas can be done on the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. How so? Lo pagos v'liyoter, not more and not less. How ketzad, how does that work? Kedarko, normally, l'shmona. Right, normally a baby gets a mila on the 8th day. No little ben hashmashos. Let's say the baby's born ben hashmashos. You're not sure whether he's born on, I don't know, Tuesday or Wednesday. So then you do it on the next day, because what's the problem if you do it early? Because if he was born on the following day, now you're giving a 7-day-old baby a mila. That's no good. That's nothing. So therefore, nimola test. You do the mila for the baby on the 9th day to make sure to check off that possibility. Ben Hashmashos shel Erev Shabbos. Let's say he was doing born on Ben Hashmashos in Erev Shabbos, so you don't know if he was born on Friday or Shabbos. It's not going to be have a mila on Shabbos, right? In general, if it was Tuesday, Wednesday, you do the mila the following Wednesday. But if it's Friday, Shabbos, you can't do the mila on Shabbos because it's a mila misafik. So therefore, nima la'asara, he gets the mila on the 10th day, i.e. Sunday. And as you can imagine, the logic is going to dictate if there's one day yontif after Shabbos or 2 days yontif after Shabbos. So yom tov la'achar Shabbos, let's say there's yontif that falls out after Shabbos, and he was again born Friday Shabbos, but the next week is Shabbos Sunday is yontif. So you can't be mechal Shabbos or yontif for a suffix, so therefore nimol, right, it's not bizmano, so therefore nimol la'achar, he should have mila on, what's it called? On the 11th, which would end up being Monday. And if you have a 3-day yontif, Beis Yom Shalosh Hashanah, Nimo L'Shnei Masar, then he's going to have a Mila on Tuesday. Katan Achola, Imola L'So Ad Sheyavri, and this is what the Gemara is going to be talking about. A Katan that is sick, we do not give him a Mila until he is healthy. Right? We're not going to, even if the baby's not terribly sick, but still, right, if there's any chashash whatsoever, right, we push off the Mila. Now the Gemara says, at what point do you now give him a bris mila? Well, so you don't do it on the day he gets out of the hospital, for example. So Amar Shmuel, chaltsaso chama, right, when the fever breaks, so then, sorry, last place, nosen lo kol zayin lahavruso. You give him a week. You give him a week of health. The entire week, right, if you can imagine, right, usually a baby gets a week from his birth, right, 8 days, but we count the first day, so it's kind of, sort of, technically a week. So we give him the full 7 days. Well, we'll see in a second. I take it back. You know what? I'm not sure if that's related to the 8 days of Mila. No, I take it back. No, I think that's just medically. I mean, we wait for a week. We wait for a week to make sure that the baby is healthy and feeling better and doesn't have a relapse or whatsoever. But it's not. I take it back. I misspoke. It's not related to the 8 days of meal at all. Okay. So either way. So Amar Shmuel Chol Tzoso Chama Nosen Lo Kol Zayin LeHavroso. You give him 7 days until the baby is healthy. Iboilu, we ask the question. Do we require 7 full days? Well, we know, for example, when counting days, So very the day something happens is the first day. Even if it happens at, I don't know, 4 o'clock. If a baby's born at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right, so that counts as day one. And therefore, that's if you're born 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday, so the Mila is on Wednesday, 8 days later. The first day was, I don't know, 2 hours long. Yeah, okay, it doesn't matter. So what about this, though? This is a din in health in the stomach. So when you give him a week, is that meis la'eis? Does that mean 24 hours times 7, whatever the math is? Is that true? Is that what we do? So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. I'll try and prove that you don't. Tani Luda Brisa, Lod Luda. Sorry, Tani Luda. Luda is a Tana. Or I guess I'm probably more an Amora, probably more accurately. Rashi Hashem Chacham. He said like this. Sorry, Yom Havraso Ki Yom Hivaldo. Right, the day he becomes healthy is like the day he was born. My lad, does that not mean that my yom hivaldo lo binu meis la'eis, af yom havraso lo binu meis la'eis? Right? Doesn't that mean that we treat the 7 day period just like the bris period, in that the first day, like I said, can be at 4 o'clock and that counts as a day? Right? So apparently, you see, maybe they're the same thing. So Gemara says, sorry, again, still lost, but lo. No, that's not a good comparison. Odif yom havraso yom hivaldo. Right, the day he gets better is even more strong than the day he was born. Because when he's born, he does not require, as I said, a 24-hour period. If he's born at 4 o'clock on Wednesday, so that counts as day one. Seems pretty clearly that, no, if he becomes healthy, the day he becomes healthy, he does require 7 days times 24 hours. Taka for our youngest, who was born, with some nisim, as we mentioned yesterday. So he had that requirement that 14 days after he was born, doctor's like, okay, let's roll. It was earlier than that, actually. I take it back. He came out of the hospital 14 days after he was born, but the doctors traced it to the point when they took him off, the feeding tubes and the breathing stuff. So they counted from that time. Do you remember? It was a fascinating story, actually, now that I remember I'm talking about it. They said, do you know exactly when he came off the feeding tubes? And I had taken a picture of when the doctors took him off. So I went back to my phone and I checked, and it was, I think it was like 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. So they said, okay, or something like that. They said, okay, we're counting 24 hours times 7 from 4 o'clock. That's when the bris was. It was the next week at 4 o'clock on a Thursday, or 4:30 on a Thursday, something like that. Okay. Either way, but the halacha is that we do wait a full 7 days. Okay. Says the mission of the last mission of the parak. Elu hein tzitzin hamaakvin es hamila. These are the parts of the foreskin that are ma'akev the mila. And again, as I mentioned maybe a couple days ago, I am not able to give you more than the translations. I'm a little squeamish, so I haven't really gotten up that close and personal. So I can tell you what these are, but if you need, again, if you're studying Hilchos Mila, you want to be a model, so definitely I would encourage you to do some shimush somewhere and not listen to the stuff you only share. All right. These are the pieces of foreskin that you need to cut for it to be a good Mila. Basar ha-chupa es rov ha-tara, the skin that covers most of the crown of the male Aver. The Eno Ochel Batruma, and if you're missing, I mean, if you still have those, a Kohen is considered an Orel, and he cannot eat Truma. Vimhaya Bal Basar, and the Mishnah says if for whatever reason the baby was fat, and Rashi says, Shaya Shamein Vinir Basar Shalamala Me'er Alasar L'Achar Shenitla Orla, Orla Kula, even after you take the Orla, the foreskin, it still looks like the baby was uncircumcised. So, says the Mishnah, fascinating, Metakno, you have to fix that. Because we don't want people to think that he's literally not circumcised. Okay, fascinating halacha. Mal velo paras amila, if you didn't do what's called priya, Rashi says gila, which is revealing. I'm not sure. I assume the crown, but I'm not sure exactly which part needs to be revealed. Mestama, there's a cut. When we said it before, there's a mila, and there's a mitzitza, and there's a priya. Again, exactly which parts of the process I'm not entirely clear on, but you need to do this priya, you need to reveal the crown, I believe, of the Aver, kilu lo mal, if you didn't do it, so then it's as if there is no mila whatsoever. It's a crucial part of the Mila. Okay, Amar Rabbi, we're just going to run through a little bit. The Gemara is pretty quick until the end of the parak. It's just a list of, pretty much a list of all the brachos that are involved in doing a Mila. Amar Rabbi Avina, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Marav, right before we get to the brachos. No, Basar Hachufa, the one that goes, the skin that goes around this rov gavoa shalatara, we're talking about the skin that goes around again the crown of the atara is the crown of the male aver. That's what we're talking about when you're talking about the mila and the stuff that you have to cut off. V'maya bal basar, again, if the baby is fat, Amar Shmuel katan hamasur bal basar, if you have a fat baby, Rona so calls manshem is kasha v'nira mohol. How can you test whether you need to do another mila or cut some more skin off, right? If the aver, it becomes kosher, it becomes hardened, and so you can see, and v'nira mahul, and it looks like he had a mila, so then it's fine. V'mlav, v'lav tzarech lamol. Then if not, then you need to do another mila. I mean, we don't look at it as in the aver is normally. We look at the aver when it's miskasha, and then if you can't see that he was mole, then you need to do something about that. But when Masnis Altana, the Mishnah we learned, Rav Shubek Amlil, Omer Katar, Rav Masul, Rav Basar, Rona, so calls Manchin Skasha, Ve'inu Nira, Mal, Tzarech, Lamolo. Same idea. Again, in the name of Rav Shubek Amlil instead of Shmuel. Ve'im Lav, Inu Tzarech, Lamolo, and if not, then you do not need to give him a Mila. Again, that's, they just said it from different sides. I mean, Shmuel says, if it looks like he was had a Mila, then he doesn't need it. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if it doesn't look like he has a mila, right, if it inner near a mole, right, so then you need to do it. And if not, then you don't. So the Gemara says, may benayu, meaning they just took the positive and the negative. So why would you say that twice? So says the Gemara, ige benayu near of it inner near. Let's say it kind of, sort of, maybe, looks like he had a mila. So what's the implication? Right, Shmuel says that the implication is, right, Shmuel says that any time it's miskasha and it looks like a mila, then you don't need to do anything, implying that if it doesn't, and it does, if it kind of sort of maybe, so then you do need to do a mila. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. If you look at the aver and it does not look like there is a mila, so then you need to do a mila, implying that if it kind of sort of maybe does look like there's a mila, so then you don't need to do a mila. So the implication just goes both ways based on the phraseology, right? Whether you take the affirmative or the negative, so positive or the negative, either way. Okay, mol below para. Tana rabbanan hamal omer. Here we go. There's someone who gives the mila, right? The moel writes this, says this bracha. Asher kishanu mitzav tzivanu ala mila. Avila ben omer asher kishanu mitzav tzivanu lachniso berviso shavim avinu. Haomdim omrim, the people. That's the bracha that the father says. Haomdim omrim, the people who are standing there right at the bris, kashem shenichnas the bris, kachi kanes the Torah chubim maisim tovim. Right, it's not just a nice thing that we say. That's in the Gemara. From avarech omer, the one who makes the bracha. This is often the person who names the baby. Asher kiddush yidim ibeten chok b'sheiro sam etzav chasan ba'os bris kiddush alkein b'schar zos kel chay chokeno tzivo lahatzil yididos sheirenu mishachas. Okay. Hamal esagerim. If someone gives a mila to a ger, omer brachat Hashem akenu machlam shek shav tzvanu ala mila. Mavarech, and the one who's mavarech, right, going to make usually mechaber kriya Hashem afterwards. Right, this bracha is on a cup of wine, just like we had before. Shek shav tzvanu la mol esagerim ulahatif mehem dam bris shalemali dam bris lo niskaymu shomayim varech shem shenamar. Let's say someone gives a mila to an Eved Kenani, as we mentioned, an Eved Kenani gets a mila. Omer Shek Shem Zavdim Al Amila Val Mavarech. The one that creates Shem Omer Akir Shek Shem Zavdimana Lamalsa Avodim Lahatif Man Dam Bris Shalmai Dam Bris Chukos Shemay Vares Lo Niskay Mishnemar Lo Bris Imbri Lo Brisi Yoma Valayla Chukos Shemay Vares Lo Samti Baruch Hashem Kores Ha Bris Hadron Alach Rabbi Elezer Demila. Notice what is not mentioned in that whole list is the bracha of Shechianu. So in Chutz Laaretz, you might be shaking your head or scratching your beard or whatever, being like, what are you talking about? There is no Shechianu by Amila because of Tzardi Yenuko, that the baby is in pain. So you're correct. But in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is to say Shechianu. The joke is, which is probably not a nice thing to say, is that Israelis are less emotional, a little bit more harsh and intense than Americans. I don't know. That's obviously tongue-in-cheek. But the minhag does say that the minhag here is to say Shechianu on the tremendous mitzvah of Bris Mila. Okay, we get back to regular, more Hilchot Shabbos. Mitzvah Shem will stop here. And Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll start Perek Tolin, also Rabbi Eliezer, but for whatever reason, it's not really called Rabbi Eliezer the Tolin, it's kind of called Rabbi Eliezer the Mila, but okay, it's only called Tolin, not called Rabbi Eliezer the Tolin. Either way, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to.